This is a podcast by The Straits Times.
Hi, you're listening to Sports Talk, and I'm ST Sports reporter Deepanraj Ganesan. Love is in the air this Valentine's Day, and beyond our athletes receiving some tough love from their coaches and putting in the hard yards in the sport they adore, our local scene also has its fair share of sporting couples who share time on and off the training ground. Wushu exponents Joan Lim and Vera Tan started dating in 2015 and have plans to get married pretty soon. They join me today to talk about how it all started, whether it has affected their personal ambitions, and what's next for them in and out of Wushu. Hi Joan and hi Vera, welcome to Sports Talk. An obvious question for me to start with would be, you know, how did both of you journey into Wushu? You know, when did it begin for you in terms of taking up the sport? Maybe Joan, you can start first.
So I started Wushu when I was 6 years old. So how I started was, you know, my parents saw that I enjoyed watching the action movie films by, you know, people like Jackie Chan, Donnie Yen, Jet Li. And I think the closest to martial arts at the time was Wushu in Singapore. Yeah, so they let me try, and, you know, fast forward so many years later, here I am.
All right, Vera, what about for you? How did it start?
So for me, I started at around 11 years old. So at the time, I was already primary 5, so I would consider myself to have started late in the sport. By then, actually, I had already taken up quite a lot of CCAs and tried a lot of other hobbies like ballet, violin, and choir. So Wushu was actually something I wanted to try also, but I never got the chance to because my school was an all-girls school and they didn't have Wushu. So I actually picked it up outside in a club, and then that's when it all started.
Very, very two different, distinct journeys into the sport for both of you. And I'm keen to find out, when did you guys first meet? Was it at a competition? Was it during training, Joan?
We actually first met when we joined the national team together at the same time back in 2010. That was our first time meeting.
Okay, and Vera, do you still remember that first meeting, or is it something that you don't remember anymore?
That first meeting, I can't really remember it, but yeah, I knew that we joined at the same time and we have been training together. And before that, I didn't know him at all. So like, we were like strangers for maybe like the first few months. Then only after training together every day in the youth team, then we became friends.
So when would that first conversation between you guys have taken place? Like, was it part of training? Or did you guys become friends first because you guys were training so often together?
Yeah, I guess I can't really remember what exactly went on previously, but I think we probably just started talking during training. And then, yeah, after that, then we started to get closer together as friends and good friends and started to hang out more.
Okay, Vera, do you think that the reason that you guys became friends and, of course, later on lovers was because of a common understanding or common love for the sport?
Yeah, definitely. And also because like we really train every day, like we see each other day in, day out. And because last time we also have a lot of intensive trainings together. So I would say we suffered and enjoyed competitions together also that brought us closer together.
Okay. And then when did you guys, you know, decided to start dating? Or when was the first time, Joan, for you that you realize that this could be something more than just a friendship and you really like to?
So we got together in 2015. And I think for about 3 years at least, we were really close and we basically have dinner together every day before trainings from Mondays to Fridays. And, you know, on the Saturdays after our trainings in the morning, we'll have lunch together. And this arrangement actually went on for at least 3 years. So we were really close then, and I guess somewhere in 2015, I decided to make my first move per se. And I guess I asked her out more during the weekends, you know, on Sundays for lunch, for dinner, for movies. And yeah, I guess that's how it started.
Joan talks about making the first move, which is often the case, right? Joan, that guys make the first move. Vera, for you, yeah. Was it something that needed, like you needed convincing, or you also had that feeling right away that, you know, you felt this was what you wanted to do?
At first, like, I was not very sure because, like, we used to hang out a lot in groups. Like, we have a group of friends, mutual friends, and then we hang out a lot. So, at the start, I wasn't sure if it was, like, I like him as a friend or, like, a lover, you know, that kind of thing. So, only after a while, like when we started hanging out alone together, then like I realized that it could be more than a friendship.
So did you guys both have any like reservations as to before starting a relationship? Like, were you worried about anything at all? Like, what were some concerns that you guys had?
I think for me, there weren't as many concerns. But I think for Vera, I think previously she did mention things like, you know, we are teammates, you know, what if we get together and then we break up or that sort of things and it'll make it awkward during training. And true enough, actually, if we did break up previously, it would be pretty awkward. You know, we are in a team for so many years after that already. So,
but do you think it's a bit different in Wushu in a sense where it's a bit more individualistic as opposed to, you know, being in a team kind of sport?
Yeah, I guess it makes a difference. But I think that because we still see each other every day, like it's bound to get awkward if like our relationship doesn't go well. So that was one concern that I had.
Okay. Besides sports, you know, in whatever office setting or sports setting that we work at, of course, there will be relationships inside a certain company or a certain field, right? But then how do you draw the balance in terms of not talking about like Wushu outside of training? Or is it something that is part of a relationship that you guys do talk about the sport even when you're away from training?
I think because our life in this sport actually overlaps so much, and even more so now that we are both full-time athletes, so it's quite hard to avoid talking about the sport. And actually, we enjoy talking about it a lot, even though we are out of like training time. Yeah, so we actually did spend a lot of time together over the last 10 years. So sometimes it's good to like reminisce the old times, you know, when we sit down and talk. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joanne, like, to what extent would you be honest about Wushu with Vera? For example, if you see some of her routines and you feel you want to give certain tips, would you be brutally honest, or because you are in a relationship, you've got to sort of try and control it? How do you take the approach?
So actually, I treat Vera at training, you know, the same as how I treat my other teammates. Personally, I believe that if I see something wrong or with your movements or anything, I'll be brutally honest with you. I think that's one of the best ways to actually learn. And yeah, I personally think that I don't treat her a lot different from how I treat my other teammates. You know, I watch out for them during training, make sure they don't get injured. I guess the only extra thing that I do for her during training is I kind of make sure that she has her water bottle in close range from her so she can hydrate herself every day. And, you know, I refill her bottle for her. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Okay, Vera, what about for you? You know, do you take the similar approach? Are you brutally honest if you want to give some feedback to Joanne?
Yeah, of course I do. Like, even though sometimes when he gives me feedback and I get really frustrated, right, I sort of understand because, like, I know he's trying to help me improve in my skills. Yeah, but sometimes he's super straightforward and, like, I can't help but get annoyed sometimes.
Fair. I think lots of people will find people who are straightforward to be a bit different from them. Just going to put y'all on a spot for a bit. What is one good thing about having a partner who's an athlete and one bad thing about having a partner who's an athlete? Joanne, maybe you can go first.
Okay. I'm not sure if it's common, but I think one good thing about being athletes together is, you know, we get to see each other every day. I think for some people, they might get tired of seeing each other every day, spending so much time together. But I think for me, I really enjoyed how Wushu has allowed us to spend so much time together ever since we started this sport together. And yeah.
All right, Vera, what about for you? One good thing or one bad thing about having a partner who's an athlete?
I think it's more of a good thing. Yeah, I can't really think of any bad thing right now. But the good thing would be because, you know, we spend most of our lives in this sport, like more than half of our lives right now. Yeah, so I think it's good to have someone who is able to relate and share experiences. Like sometimes when I go overseas for like 2 months to train, like sometimes maybe your partner wouldn't understand if he has to stay in Singapore, but because we're both athletes, so we go together and it's like we have a lot of shared experiences over the years. Yeah.
Fantastic to hear. Away from your love life, Joanne, you took a leave of absence from school to train full time. How much of deliberation went into that decision? And do you feel, you know, it paid off in 2023 because you had a fantastic year, right?
Yeah. Honestly, it wasn't that hard of a choice for me because I think ever since I was young, I pretty much prioritize my sport quite a lot. And I think in 2023, it was an easy decision because there were so many big competitions that were squeezed into that year. And I think the best choice for me was to, you know, put in my 110% to the sport. And to me, studying can always be pushed back and I can study at any point of my life in future, but I can only be a pro athlete for, you know, maybe just these few years in my life.
Okay. And Vera, it was a memorable 2023 for you as well. I mean, four editions since 2013 and you hadn't been on a podium at the Wushu World Championships and you finally got to do it. What made the difference for you in 2023 and how do you define the year?
Yeah, I think also in the year 2023, I actually went into training full-time, which was the first for me, like after training for so many years, because I had been also studying and I also went through 4 years of uni without taking any LOA. So like at that point in time when the Stax scholarship was offered to me, I thought it was quite a easy decision to make, like to just go full-time.
Okay, and what's next for both of you in 2024? What are some of the competitions that you're looking at? What are some of the medals that you're targeting, Joan?
I guess for this year, plans for Wushu, now is the off-season, so we're just trying to focus on, you know, building up on our strength and conditioning at the gym, and then, you know, coming up with new routines, new movements, trying to push ourselves to do higher difficulty movements, and, you know, all in preparation for the competitions that are lined up at the end of the year. I think for me, I have two competitions at the end of the year, and Vera has three.
So what are the two competitions that you have?
So I think mine will be the Asian Championships that is in September in Macau, and then followed by the World Taolu Cup in Japan.
Okay, and Vera, for you, you know, how much are you looking forward to 2024, given that, like Joan just mentioned, you have three competitions, I believe?
Yeah, so in addition to the two competitions that he mentioned, I also have one in August, which is the World Tai Chi Chuan Championships, which is held in August. And it's held in Singapore. So given that it's held in home ground, I am super excited to be participating in it with the rest of my teammates. And hopefully I'll be able to get a gold medal in that competition.
Before I get to my last questions for both of you, I believe you guys got engaged not too long ago. So I've asked a lot about your plans in Wushu in the coming year. What about weddings? Is that something that you guys are planning?
Yeah, actually for this year, I think there's a lot of planning for our wedding that might come up next year, hopefully. Why next year is because, you know, next year is actually our 10th year together as a couple. So actually it's quite nice to get married next year. So a lot of planning for that, trying to find sponsors, hopefully anybody want to sponsor us. And then, yeah, I guess also trying to plan for short holidays every now and then this year to unwind from all the trainings, yeah.
Okay, and my last question that I wanted to ask both of you is, of course, you know, this episode is part of Valentine's Day and both of you had a good 2023, both on and off the Wushu space. So I want to start with Joan. What is one thing that you would like to tell Vera in terms of how proud you are of her achievements in 2023? You can just give a direct message to her via the listeners here.
Oh, okay. Wow. This put me on the spot. Wait, let me think. But I think, yeah, bringing myself back to 2023, I really am very proud of Vera that she gave up, you know, working outside, going training full time. And, you know, she did so well for last year's competition. And I'm just so proud of her achievements. She held on so well. And yeah.
All right, Vera, your turn now. And what would you like to tell Joan?
I think one thing I would like to tell Joan would be that I think that 2023 was definitely a roller coaster ride. And it was definitely a very stressful year for you, especially when you have high expectations for yourself and also when other people have very high expectations of you. And I'm so glad that you managed to keep it all together, even though I know sometimes you struggle a lot. Yeah, so, and I'm thankful to have gone through this 2023 with you.
What a sweet way to end things. Joan and Vera, happy Valentine's Day to both of you, and wishing you guys the best in the Wushu space in the coming year ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dipan.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have learned a thing or two about Wushu exponents Vera and Joan.
Send your feedback to podcast@sph.com.sg. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or within our Straits Times app. Thanks for listening.